welcome to this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, your number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I'm your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. Katie is here. Say hello, Katie.
Hi.
And Woody is here. Say hello, Woody.
Hello, Woody.
Hello, Woody. Oh, guys, he's such a prankster.
How have we never done that? How long have we been doing this and we've never done that?
I don't know.
It took 30-odd episodes, but we finally got the most obvious joke in the book. You got to be mad to work here, guys. You got to be mad. I guess this week, an old fave, actually. They've been a couple of times. All Time Low came in the studio this week. Brand new album, Last Young Renegade, out now. They were great fun, weren't they? And it gave us a good excuse to dust off one of my favourite games that we haven't played in a long time, which is Ooh-Kazoo. I think we're still up on the tally that every artist we've played it with immediately doesn't know how to play a kazoo, right?
It's getting embarrassing for some of these
There's always one.
It is mad, isn't it? Like, every time they immediately look, it's like, is it the thick end, is it the thin end, for want of a better phrase? But then they attempt it, and it's like we have to do a little tutorial every time with these big world-beating artists on how to play a child's instrument.
Yeah, I feel like snatching it out of their hands, giving it a good blow myself.
Indeed. And he's said that phrase before. But it's a tricky one, isn't it? Because... mad to work here. But because the Vamps really struggle with the kazoo as well. Noah Cyrus was straight in it, to be fair.
Yeah.
She knew what she was doing. And she stole that one off us as well.
Yeah.
So this was fancy replacement kazoos for the boys in All Time Low. But yeah, it's a completely ridiculous game. Strapping for that one. It's very, very funny. Also asked them a few things about the new album and about the fact they're now on the big record label Fueled by Ramen. Do they want to collab with anyone there?
It's a good answer, actually.
It's a very good answer. It was nicely done. So yes, all that coming up a little bit later, but before we get to that, time to begin, as we always do, with the week's biggest stories in WTF News.
What the f*** is happening in the news?
So, were we all feeling a bit kafefe this week? I feel like I've felt a bit kafefe.
I feel kafefe right now.
I've been kafefeing all my life.
Indeed, indeed. You were the trendsetter in the world of kafefe, weren't you? So this is, of course, Trump did another tweet. I mean, I feel like we could launch every week with this story, but you know what I mean? Trump has done a tweet. It had the most nonsense word in the world. It was something to the effect of all this media attention and kafefe.
Yeah, it's despite the negative press.
Oh, here we
kafefe.
Go. There we go. Despite the negative press, kafefe. Okay, that makes no sense. But so obviously he left it up overnight, and the internet never sleeps. Mm-hmm. So the memes were just hitting us hard and fast, weren't they? Everyone went absolutely nuts over the word kafefe. Now here's where it gets interesting. He then deleted it. He then did one of those really annoying tweets where the person tries to make out they're aware of the joke. I hate that so much. Don't ruin our fun. So he was all like, have fun, guys. Like, no, shut up. Come on. Yes, you're not a part of this anymore. But then also, I don't know if you guys saw this. Do you see Sean Spicer, the press secretary?
Yes.
My God. So, yeah, Katie, recap that one for me. What's Sean been saying about this
obviously one? Everyone's going to ask good old Sean about what kafefe means. And he was like, well, yeah, the president and a select few people know exactly what he meant by that.
So it's rather than it being an obvious typo, apparently kafefe has a meaning.
Yeah.
Okay, so if it was a typo, what do you guys think it was?
Well, there was the Urban Dictionary definition. They thought it was that he was typing coverage, but his hands were too tiny. So therefore, it failed.
What do you think, Katie?
Do you know what? I've got my own theory in my head. So before he came to the White House, I think Joe Biden tapped his phone and changed a few words in the dictionary so that when he types something, just a load of gibberish comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Just one last bant.
Old prankster Joe.
I think he might have discovered the word kerfuffle but didn't know how to spell it. He went to say, despite the negative press, kerfuffle, we're still going to make America great again.
And ironically defined kerfuffle
but then he, you
in
know,
the outpouring.
As you do sometimes, you write a tweet and you kind of forget about it. You go and make a coffee. You go and, I don't know, start a war or something. I don't know, whatever
as
he's
do,
done.
As you do.
And then he's come back and he's like, oh, I spelled kerfuffle wrong.
Maybe.
And he didn't want to own up to it.
I mean, my theory is that when he ran into a new French president, Emmanuel Macron, the other week, he convinced Trump that this is a big French saying.
Yeah, that's it.
This is a French greeting. It's like, it means good luck in French. So he's just like trying to wish all his followers a nice kafefe.
It's the new coffee that's all the rage in Paris.
Parisian ground. New kafefe beans from Nescafe.
I can't wait. I'm going to buy all of them.
Absolutely. Any favourite memes that we spotted around this? Because there were so many. I mean, the internet almost broke under the weight of this.
Did you see the one about Stefan from SNL?
Yeah.
It was like, New York's hottest club is Cafefe.
Never gets old. I liked Hodor, Hold the Door, Hold for Door, Hold for Four, Cold for Four, Co for Four, Cafefe, Cafefe. Game of Thrones would have been so much better if that was his name in the end, Cafefe.
Love it.
Oh, dear Lord. I mean, I guess the only remaining question is, like, this has given it a bit more life, but are we bored of all the Trump Twitter nonsense? It feels like I do mean it, we could say something every week about Trump's Twitter, and it does maybe distract from some of the bigger issues a little bit.
Perhaps. I mean, I don't actually follow him. I'm very happy with my echo chamber without Donald Trump, but then they're ubiquitous, they get in your feed anyway, so they really are inescapable.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like we've seen anything yet. Imagine when he gets, like, impeached. He's going to be like Kanye in full album promo mode, isn't he?
Well, do you know
he's
going
to go absolutely ham on it.
Both of those two are blocked on my Twitter.
Yeah,
I've got no time for it.
If you're going to block one, you've got to block the other. Let's be honest. It's one and the same. Well, other very, very strange story we must discuss. Again, turning to the world of social media. So, Katie, as I understand, there's been a few new emojis that have been emerging.
Has, James.
Why don't you guide me through some of these new emojis that are popping up?
I think you two are going to love them.
I think we are.
A lot of use for these.
Are you ready for this? Hashtag period emoji.
Ooh.
Okay.
Here we go. So, well, this was a campaign set up by Plan International, which is like a children's rights group that like helps young girls in Africa and everything. And they've come up with these like period emojis because, well, like half the population has a period and there's no emoji to like symbolise that.
Sure, sure.
You know, there's a filing cabinet, there's a floppy disk, there's a frigging, like, mask.
Yeah, I get that.
I don't know.
I get that.
You know, who's going to use those? So they've invented like five emojis and they're going to let everyone vote and then it's going to maybe end up in their Unicode consortium thing and it'll end up on your phone by 2018.
So you can vote now on which one of these five would work best as a period emoji.
Yep. And I'll tell you what they are.
Go on.
And you can see them on PopBuzz as well. We've got them up on the website.
So what's that website called again?
What's that? PopBuzz.com.
That's the one. PopBuzz.co.uk. All right.
Yes, so the emojis are, there is a calendar, which overheard at PopBuzz, someone called it a subtle menstrual calendar.
It's the subtlety that works.
There is a pad, there's a pair of underwear, there's a uterus, or there's three tiny little blood droplets that have interchangeable moods.
Wow. Right.
And they're actually so cute.
I mean, already I'm voting blood droplets. I mean, the interchangeable moods alone is selling me as a nice little extra turning point.
I think I prefer the calendar, just because I think, like, the part of the fun with emojis is that they're not always literal.
Yes.
You know, like with eggplant, it's not an actual penis, it's an eggplant with an ass, you use a peach.
Yeah,
so I feel like that's kind of in keeping. I feel like they could have done more of those, you know what I mean?
Yeah, even more subtle ones.
Yeah, like,
is there a sixth option of, like, none of the
I don't
above?
Wanna...
Yeah, please don't. Please don't. Well, this is the interesting thing, though, isn't it? Like, we kind of hinted at this, but yeah, Woody, I guess we don't really get a say in these, and kind of rightly so.
Right,
it's not aimed at us, it's not aimed for our use. Obviously, one more story we have to talk about this week. We had the election special last week, so you know what it means. It's time for another edition of Snaps or Craps,
woo!
Everybody. Yes, only a couple of these left. Well, the election's next week, man. June the 8th.
I am
it's
so
properly
excited.
Coming up. Are you hyped now? I feel like the special last week really got me hyped up. Actually, I'm ready.
You know, I could do without it, but it's going to happen anyway. So why not?
All right,
get involved?
There we go then. All right, so as we record this on June the 1st, we saw last night on live BBC television the leaders' debate for the UK general election. Well, I say the UK leaders' debate. One leader was notable by her absence. Of course, the Prime Minister Theresa May decided to step out. Initially, we thought that Jeremy Corbyn, opposition leader for Labour, wasn't going to show up either. But then he did the brilliant surprise entrance.
He really did. Yeah, so I guess he was staying out of it because he wanted to be considered on the same kind of level as Theresa May. There was a kind of fear that if he took part, he wouldn't look prime ministerial, get into the fray of all the arguments and stuff.
Sure.
But no, he came along because basically he's up in the polls and it kind of, by everyone else turning up and Theresa May not, it kind of makes her look a bit silly, doesn't
it? Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, so what went down? Lots of arguing, lots of shouting, no real, like, interesting debate, to be honest. But everyone just kind of hamming on Theresa May. Like, yeah, she got a battering.
Including, we should point out, most hilariously, from the Netflix series House of Cards, who sent the most savage tweet directly after the debate, saying that real leaders turn up with a nice little gif of Frank Underwood strutting into the Oval. Is it going to hurt her?
Well, I'm just going to say, Theresa, it's not too late. Come on, babes. Come on.
Know what? In the studio we're in right now, there is a free mic. Theresa.
Theresa, come.
Big Jazza, if you're listening, you're more than welcome to.
Everybody.
Anyone. We'll take anyone. Just come on down. Let's have a nice conversation. We'll play a round of Ooh Kazoo. We'll all have a grand old time.
Frank Underwood himself.
Yes.
Yeah. Big Frank. Big Frank. Kev, if you're listening, come on, mate. We'll get you down on FaceTime. It'll be good. All right. Well, we should say again, we want to keep plugging whenever we do election news, guys. It's next week. If you are registered to vote, and we hope you are, then please, please go out to the polls.
Please.
It's very important. Go and get it done. All right, well, if you want to read about any of those stories and loads of more stuff, you can just go over on the website. It is popbuzz.co.uk. And make sure you follow us on our Twitter feed and Facebook page as well. Coming up next, our chat with All Time Low. We are back on Pop Buzz, guys. Our guest today, one of our absolute faves. You know the album Last Young Renegade is about to drop, ladies and gentlemen. All Time Lower in the studio!
Yay!
Yay! Good to see you, boys. Good to see you back in the UK. Like I say, new album's about to drop. How are you feeling? You're
very
nervous? Excited?
Very excited.
Okay, great excite. Great
starting
excite.
To feel real.
Is it actually starting to hit you now? This is a big one for you guys, man.
It really is. I mean, we've had a pretty long build-up to it. Mm. You know, it's been a few months with a few songs coming out in like preparation and setup, and those have been received really well. We've been playing them live, and so it's kind of already felt like things are starting to happen. But yeah, this is a big moment.
It's crazy. Alex, we released the song Good Times today, and I just tweeted that Alex sent me the original demo almost 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
So it just feels like we've just been waiting for this moment for so long.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's nice. It's finally coming up. And we should say, actually, then, of the few tracks left we haven't heard, or the fans haven't heard, I've heard them, of the fans haven't heard, what would you say is the one to look out for? Are there any faves of the ones that haven't dropped yet?
We're all kind of scattered. I mean,
this is what's very exciting to me at the moment, is because it is unusual to put out, we've pretty much put out half the album at this point.
I feel like everyone does that now, though.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
It's a 10 song record, so there's only 5 more songs that people haven't heard, but I'm very excited to know that we haven't, it's not done yet. There are two of my favorite songs still haven't come out.
Ooh, which ones are they? Come on.
So there's
take
a song
a
with a feature.
Tegan and Sarah.
Yeah, Tegan and Sarah on it. It's called Ground Control.
Nice.
And that is a song that I think is probably one of the cooler songs we've ever written as a band. I love that song. I'm so proud of it. And I love what Tegan and Sarah brought to it. Mm. And then the song right after that, Afterglow, is also one of my favorites. So,
Exciting. It's an exciting week. We should say as well, since the last time, because we had Jack and Alex in previously, we forgot you guys have now signed to Fuel by Ramen since then, which is fantastic.
Wow.
Very exciting.
Congratulations.
So the obvious question there, because it is a big deal, any of the other massive artists on Fuel by Ramen, if you had to choose a collab with one of those guys.
Oh, what a cool question.
Who are we going for?
This is tough because they're all really good.
It's a
big
selection.
Personally, I think 21 because I just think they have a different dynamic than what we do, and I think together it could be pretty cool.
It would be nice.
If they're listening,
Tyler,
Josh and Tyler,
come through.
I got to go with our boy Brendan.
Yes.
Brendan's my dude.
There's no wrong answer, is there?
No, I mean, it really
could. Throw a rock, you're going to hit an amazing collab in that particular one. Well, you know how we do here. We're going to play a couple of games with you guys today. So the first game we're going to play is a game we like to call Ooh Kazoo. Mm-hmm. That's what we play. It involves the wonderful mouth instrument as a kazoo. So we have two kazoos. Will you pass out the kazoos? Alex has already found the flaw with this instrument that everyone picks up. Which end do you think it is, Alex?
I don't know.
It's the big end.
I've had
a lot of people ask me that as well.
But we're going to throw some comedy noises over the sound of that in the edit. All right, so it's the big end. We'll try it. Yeah, why don't we try it out? Come on, Ryan. I believe in you.
Oh.
Treat it like you're singing. There you go.
I don't think I've ever done a kazoo.
You got to treat it like you're singing. Beautiful.
Yeah, oh, I'm going to crush.
This is good. Right, they're going to destroy it. All right, so what I'm going to do is we want you to pick a song, and then the other person in your team's got to do it. So, Jack, if you want to go first, right?
Hit me with a stick.
Ryan, you've got to guess what song this is based on his kazooing.
Yeah.
Okay, silence in the studio, please, Ryan.
I'm ready.
Ideally, song and artist. Jack, take it away.
Dear Maria.
Thank God.
I was like, how have you not gotten this?
That's one. I was slightly scared for a second, like, dude, it's your song. Come on now. That'll be all right.
I know that.
Okay, we'll give you 2 points there. All right. Okay, Alex, you have picked a song.
I have.
Zach, you're going to guess this, sorry, man. Okay. You're going to guess this.
I'm ready.
Alex, whenever you're ready, man, go for it.
Is that, baby. Oops, I did it again.
Yes! Wow. Very good! Yes. Not even written by you, and you still got it. Amazing.
I still can't
wonderful
do this
thing. Oh, come on, dude.
Still
I believe in you.
It out.
Well, dude.
You look scared.
I know the song.
I don't think I can do this.
I believe in you.
There's dozens of us out there that can't do
this. This is blowing my mind.
Some people can't whistle. Some people can't kazoo.
I can't whistle.
All right.
Pick a song from Woody, and we're gonna attempt to, all right? Okay, Ryan, I'm going to come to you first, man.
Let me
all
get
right
this real quick.
Get it in your head.
It's intense.
Oh, good.
I will survive?
Yes! That's a win for Ryan as well, yeah, that one. That's beautiful. Yeah, all right, Zach, pressure's on, man.
I was
pressure's
just hustling
on.
You came through, man.
We've had 100% so far.
You just
come
faint
on, Zach.
All right, what do you got?
Here we go.
All-Star.
Wow.
All-Star.
You got it from, like, not even the, like, somebody, which
well,
is expecting.
You gotta go straight to the chorus.
I listen to that song at least 3 times a day.
There likely is a kazoo-only version of that song floating around the internet.
You know that somewhere on YouTube they've got it. All right, we're going to do one decider then. Here what we're going to do. So let's do Jack and Alex again, right? Jack, you take one. Alex, you take one. And we want you to do... Oh, no, the same one. Same one. This is what we're going to do. Same song, same time.
Okay, can we coordinate something here real quick? Are you starting, are you going verse or chorus?
Don't. Not telling you.
All right.
This is the competitive edge. I'll count you in. It'll be all right. But this is basically whoever from Zach and Ryan is going to get here quickest, God. All right? We ready?
I've turned my back on the rest of my band. I'm facing only Jack.
3, 2, 1. Off you go, boys.
Oh, my heart will go on.
Yeah! Sorry, boys. It's Alex and Zach for the win.
No!
Well done. Fantastic work. All-time low. What joy and a pleasure they are, eh?
They're
so wonderful. They are so
much
fun. They were great, weren't they? We should say as well, while they were in, we also played a brand new game we've been wanting to try for so long called the Pop Buzz Pub Quiz. It is epic. It is competitive. It is, who was it? It was Jack and Ryan versus Alex and Zach versus Woody and Katie in the ultimate pub quiz crowd. So the video of that is going to be online on the site this week. Go and check it out. And you can see the videos of Ukazoo and stuff as well. So you can see just how manic it really was in that studio. All right. Well, we're going to be coming up in a second with our old friend Benedict. He's back with some YouTuber-based nonsense. But before we do that, we just want to say, guys, if you are enjoying the podcast, why don't you go ahead and subscribe? You can do it over on iTunes. You can do it over on Audioboom, on SoundCloud, basically wherever you get your podcasts. You will probably find us. And while you're there, you can go and listen to all the previous episodes of the podcast featuring such amazing guests like, who have we had, Katie?
Niall Horan.
Woody.
Dua Lipa.
Let's keep it going.
Zara Larsson.
Ollie Alexander.
Scott Eastwood.
Joe Sugg.
Brendan Urie.
Casper Lee.
The Chainsmokers.
That's going further than normal.
All Time Low.
Oh, okay. All right, fine. This week. Come on, you can't do that.
Oh, no.
You can listen again, James.
You can indeed.
Time out. Come on. See what
I failed.
All right, yeah. She's failed. Fair enough. Woody, you finally managed to name more guests. Well done. Your memory has improved. It's amazing. Joe Lycett as well. My dad wrote a porno. Guys, Ashley Dunn and Jesse Kale. The Vamps. Lovely, lovely Vamps. We've had loads of great guests. Loads of great guests of the week. So go back and listen to all of those and click subscribe over on iTunes now. Time now for another game, guys. You ready for a bit of a game?
I love a game.
I
know you all love a game. So this is one we played a few weeks ago. It's all based around the wonderful world of YouTube. And we have a special guest joining us for it from our sister site, WeTheUnicorns.com. It's Benedict Townsend. Here he is, everybody. Hey, Benny boy. Hey, how you doing, mate? What's been going on in the world of YouTube this week? Anything of note?
Oh, James, all kinds of things happening in the world of YouTube. But no point getting into that now. There's games to be played.
I
can't remember.
Well saved. Good stuff. All right, so we're going to play a game we played last time called Catch the Clickbait. Ben, explain to me how it is going to work.
It's a wonderful game, James. This is how it works. I'm going to read you three videos. I'm going to tell you what their titles are, what the thumbnails are, and you have to guess what they're actually about, because they have rather clickbaity titles and thumbnails.
Right, so these are genuine titles, you're saying?
These are real videos from real people.
But they aren't necessarily reflective of what's
they're
in the actual video.
They're not necessarily the most honest.
Okay, let's go with that. All right, so why don't you hit us up with the first one and let's have some guessing.
It starts off somewhat reasonable and it just ramps up from there.
Sounds fun.
And I'll give you each a chance to guess, and whoever's closest, I will award my Benedict Point.
the good old Benedict Point. Here it comes.
Benedict Point.
All right, here
I'll
we go.
Point at you. Okay, the first one is from famous YouTuber Casper Lee.
We've had him on. We like Casper.
Yeah, we love
friend
this guy.
Of the show.
Indeed.
And it's called It's All Been Too Much. And the thumbnail is Casper looking very sad, almost close to tears, if you will.
Right, so he's crying, and it's called It's All Too Much.
It's All Been Too Much.
It's all been too much.
Oh, I don't know.
That sounds like a mounting pressure in his life, doesn't it? Like something that's been growing inside of him, perhaps. Mm. An emotional trauma, maybe.
Indeed.
Okay.
But is it that deep, though? I'm going
Probably.
To guess no.
Okay, all right, okay. I think it might be something cheesy. I think it's like an outpouring of love. Like, his fans' love is just too much for him now.
Interesting guess. Interesting.
Katie, where are you going?
I was
going
to say, you know, this probably happened after he came into Pop Buzz, and the newfound fame he got from being on the podcast was really just overwhelming.
I think it may well be that.
So he's got too famous. It's the fame.
We've really provided him with that
platform. That's it, okay.
He was in a film, wasn't he? He was in a film.
Yep.
I reckon it's around that time, and I reckon it was like post premiere, and he was like, "It's all been too, like in a sort of fake movie acceptance speech styly, like it's all been so real."
Okay. I see. So you and Woody have both gone accurate, and Katie's gone more brand loyal.
Inaccurate but brand loyal was our original slogan for the podcast.
Well, lads. Sorry, Katie, but lads, you are very close.
Oh, really?
It was a video he posted around New Year's, and it was all talking about how he'd had a great past year and about how his life is so great, and it's all been too much because his life is so great.
Did he cry in the... He's quite an emotional guy, isn't he, Casper? Did he actually cry during the video?
James, I didn't watch the video.
Okay, all right, okay, sorry. Sorry, YouTube
Come
correspondent.
On.
How dare I presume such things? I think Woody gets the point for that one. You were sort of nearer than I was. I think I was a bit too specific on that one.
Thank you.
I think that's fair enough,
isn't
it, Ben?
I think you're the person who hands
All right,
up the points,
Benedict,
James.
Where are you handing your point to, my
I'm going to give it to Woody. I mean,
there we go, good.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah, of course.
Dear Lord, give us the second one. Come on.
Here's the second one. Okay, this is from Roman Atwood.
Kemp.
Not Roman Kemp.
Okay.
Roman Atwood.
Cut that. Okay.
And it's called Almost Died, and the thumbnail is him covered in blood, and he's holding his eye, and there's blood all over his face. It's quite a extreme thumbnail.
Oh, gosh.
Almost
What
died.
Could it be about?
And so the blood is cascading out of his eye socket, is it?
I mean, I have the picture here. I almost...
that's an evocative image. Dear Lord.
Here you go. I can show you this picture.
Okay. Oh, yes. So
this is great for listeners, but I can confirm that it is indeed cascading out of his eye, much like Woody described.
He's also wearing a white vest, just for the added...
No, let's paint a picture. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe with a bit of a tan.
Okay. Yeah, Katie, why don't you go first? What are you thinking?
No, let me think a bit more.
Okay, fine. Woody, what do you think?
Well, he's in a vest. He's got a little bit of a tan.
I feel like you're putting a lot of emphasis on the tan,
I'm trying to do a Sherlock. I'm trying to be like, so he was in Morocco and at this time of year with this, you know, like
Woodrow White enters his mind palace.
I'm sorry, I'm calling. No, you know what this is? This is a Halloween costume. Ooh. This is him putting on a Halloween costume, and he's got some fake blood, and he's gonna spook you in his video because he's kooky like that.
I was going to say that, so I'm going to change my answer now. I think he was pranked by a friend or associate, and the surprise of said prank almost killed him.
So you think the blood is real, but it's
I think it's probably fake blood. I think it's from some kind of prank. I think there's a prank going on. He's either being the pranker or the pranky. That's my theory.
Okay.
Well, that, you know, pranking would make sense, seeing as that he is a prank YouTuber. But I was
sorry. I'm showing my lack of knowledge there. All right, fair enough.
Good knowledge from Katie.
He took a day off from the pranks and started gaming videos. And he was just playing Call of Duty, and he almost died, but he felt the need to take a picture of himself covered in blood.
Oh. Nice. I like that.
I like the backstory for
that's
that.
That's quite wrong, but...
Well, who knows? Benedict game. Knows.
I do know.
Go on.
So Woody thinks it was a spooky jape. Mm-hmm. James thinks it was a prank.
Indeed.
And Katie thinks it's some sort of long Call of Duty thing that yeah, is clearly some long, not the correct answer.
Convoluted gaming anecdote,
well,
yes.
Yeah, lads, once again, we're basically correct. It was fake blood for a video he happened to be in.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But what was the video? Who's closest? What was the video?
James,
then?
I don't watch these videos, man.
Who are you giving the point to then, Benedict?
I think mine was more Halloween-based, to be fair, and it sounds like yours was more...
God, me and you are very gracious in this game, aren't we? We're just throwing points around left, right and centre. No, you're right, Katie.
You take the point.
No, stop it. Stop it. We're both winners. All right.
I'll give the point to both of you.
Right, one more then, so it's either be a decider or a three-way tie, depending on who gets this one right. Okay.
Sure, if you say so.
Okay.
These are getting more extreme in terms of subject matter and the extremity of the clickbait.
Go for it.
This one is by someone called Kayla Mochi, and it's called My Friend Died Because of Me.
My friend died.
So is it a video from Beyond the Afterlife?
Which I guess is just life.
Do you want a real answer to that question, Woody?
So was this shot in limbo or on our mortal earth?
Well, Woody actually said beyond the afterlife, so it's the afterlife of the afterlife.
It's the after party.
Yeah, when you die in heaven.
What's YouTube called there, Woody?
Go on.
YouTube.
Yes.
That was terrible.
All right, wait. So, what's the title? There.
The correct answer is In Heaven There Is No YouTube.
That's very true.
Okay, all right. Just say it again because I'm losing my.
My friend died because of me.
Okay. Friend died because of me.
I'm gonna say, she told a really funny joke and the friend was like, "Oh my god, I am dead."
Yeah,
nice. Good stories today from Katie.
Yeah, very, very good.
Embellishment. Mm.
Really painting a picture. I enjoy it. Woody, any thoughts?
I think it's probably something more like she gave her food poisoning.
Mm.
I don't know if she's a good chef, but
deliberately or accidentally.
I think that's. We'll leave that for the FBI.
Indeed.
Okay.
May I ask a follow up question? May I query?
All right, but watch yourself.
Okay, I will. When was this? Was this a very recent video?
This was a somewhat recent video.
A somewhat recent video. I think there's a 13 Reasons Why connection.
Ooh. Oh,
I think something about that. I think it may just be some discussion around the world of 13 Reasons Why, because that sounds like the sort of themic type sentence that would come from the show itself. I'm sure it's not actually grounded in reality as such, because we're in a light-hearted game, but I think it may be something to do...
Oh, no.
Oh, God, it's taking a turn. I think it may be something to do with Netflix hit 13 Reasons Why. That is my theory.
Good. Very, very on brand for Pop Buzz.
Indeed.
Love that, James. I love that.
Always keeping it. All right.
Well, I'm afraid none of you were that close. The video begins, picture the scene, with her saying, "I've got a story to tell you."
Of course she does.
And this story takes place thousands of years ago. Because the friend in question is none other than our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Oh. sorry, what?
Yep.
Plot twist.
He died for us, James.
Oh, come on.
For our sins.
I mean,
she's painting it as because of me. So she's saying, because I stole a Mars bar or whatever, Jesus died.
Aren't most YouTube videos painted because of me? Well, I mean, really.
Are you telling me Christianity has resorted to clickbait to get people involved? Is this what's happened?
I doubt this was an official church operation.
Oh, okay.
This was the Pope. This was the...
YouTube.com/Pope. So are you going to award it a point for that one, or what are we going to go with?
I'm going to give Katie a point.
Why not? Aww, a three-way tie. A three-way tie on that one. We are all as clueless about YouTubers as we were before. But hey, Benedict, if we wanted to get more knowledge about the world of YouTube, is there a website we could frequent to find out all the latest news?
I suppose there is. WeTheUnicorns.com, I guess, would solve the problem you're asking.
Fantastic. Good. We'll make sure we check that out. Benedict, I'm sure you'll come back and see us again as much as we try and stop you with various YouTuber-based nonsense.
You've got to start locking the door.
I think we will in future. YouTuber correspondent Benedict Townsend.
Thank
there
you,
he is,
Harry.
Everybody. That's about it for this week, guys. Time quickly to just check in with DJ Woody here. What is your banger of the week, my friend?
We're going with Halsey, yes, with Lauren from Fifth Harmony, with Strangers. We've had a cheeky first listen, haven't we, in the office today, yes, of the new album. And she's pulled through for us.
I think I'm going to go out and say it. It's my album of the year so far. There it is.
Wow.
I've said it. I've thrown it down.
It's really good.
It is really good.
Yeah, so, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd pick one off that to get you all excited.
Smart move. Well, it'll be out. Yeah, out now. Do let us know what you think as well. I'm sure you'll be firing tweets in our direction regarding the new Halsey record. But yeah, that's about it for this week, guys. We will be back next week with a new set of guests or news stories. In the meantime, go and subscribe over on iTunes, over on Audioboom, over on SoundCloud, all those podcasty places. And do keep an eye on our Twitter and Facebook pages to see who we have been chatting to this weekend. As we all know, it's been a lot of guests this week. There's a lot of fun stuff coming up. Do check out our Twitter page and see who we've been talking to. But until next week, it is goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, Katie.
It is goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Ciao, Woody.
And it's goodbye from me. We will see you next week.